Hey, everybody, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. It is Wednesday, September 15, 2021, and it is Yom Kippur. It's considered the holiest day on the Jewish calendar. And, wow, Lord, we just ask now that you would open the heavens over this message that's here, this prophetic word for Yom Kippur. Father, I ask that you would cause us to come into agreement with the principles of the Bible, come into agreement with the Spirit of Jesus, and come into agreement now with heaven in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, maybe you've heard me say this. We're no longer under the Old Testament law of Moses, but God still operates on the Jewish calendar. So this is the day, it's known as the Day of Atonement. But you know, as believers in Christ, we can celebrate the fulfillment of Jesus being the final sacrifice. And you know, Yom Kippur is actually September 15th to the 16th. And so right now, it's going to start. Actually, it's going to start here in the next day or so, but it's going to shift into place. God's going to do something new. It's you know, this is the day that God seals your instructions and your assignments for the coming year. Historically, that's what the Jewish people believe, and they still believe. And as believers in Jesus, we could come into alignment with this. Take time to reflect on God's goodness. This is the season to hear the Lord. We're in the days of awe. This is a 10-day period from Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, through Yom Kippur. And so this is a time to celebrate God's goodness. Ask the Lord to speak to you about the coming year. Now, a lot of people want to have an encounter. You know, they get disappointed. They start focusing on the encounter instead of the Lord's heart, instead of what God has for you. So Psalm 139:16, my eyes, or your eyes, saw my unformed body, for all the days of my life were written in your book before one of them came to be. The Lord inscribes our assignments into a spiritual book, very similar to this one we just talked about. But it doesn't get revealed to you until a little bit later, but it contains the instructions, revelation, and knowledge for what's going on right now. And the word of the Lord right now, John 15:12, there's words of the Lord being released. John 15:11. Have I not told you, Jesus said, that you may have I not told you these things, that my joy may be in you and that you may be complete? Now, the joy of the Lord gets imparted through his words. Now, many of his words were written down. So have I not told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete? Do you see that? The joy of the Lord makes your joy complete. And this comes through the word. And watch for the Lord to speak to you through the Bible, through dreams and visions and prophetic words. The ability to hear the Lord is going to increase. The key to this is to stay positive and do not get discouraged by what's happening in the world right now. There's a strong connection with the spirit of joy to lift you out of this time right now. So the Lord is not angry. You know that? You've got to get this. 1 Thessalonians 5:9. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through Jesus Christ. I think someone needs to read that again. Someone needs to put that on a bumper sticker or on the internet. God did not appoint us to suffer wrath or anger, but to receive salvation through Jesus Christ. It's important to understand that the Lord is not angry with us. He's not punishing the world. You know, what we're seeing right now is Satan releasing attack after attack against us to get us to not be able to meet together, to drive us out of unity. He's releasing the spirit of violence to try to get people to blame each other. First, he's really basically is to get you out of the out of this. The first John 4:8, but whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. The Lord is revealing himself to the world, and God is love. So we need to come into agreement with love. So also, Psalm 46:10. Ooh, boy, this is a powerful, powerful shift that's happening right now. But be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted among the earth. The Lord is going to do something this year, that powerful things, that's going to get the world's attention, not in a bad way. These are not tragedies. This is the goodness of God that's going to be released. The Lord is going to do something in the midst of the mess with all the distress. The Lord will restore the confidence that many people have been having. You know, there's been a loss, been lost in trying to bring together the remnant that's going to listen to what he has to say. The Lord is bringing together a remnant of those who will listen to his voice and respond with love. The Lord is calling you into a deeper place of intimacy with him. So as you take time to be still, you will see greater levels of peace released to you. Now the spirit of prophecy is here because this is the season to hear the Lord, because the Lord is opening this up. Revelation 19:10, worship God, for the spirit of prophecy also is the testimony of Jesus. The spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. So the Lord is releasing a greater level of the prophetic gifts. He's releasing the spirit of revelation, the spirit of prophecy. And even as I speak this, the Lord is releasing greater understanding, prophetic dreams, visions, wisdom, understanding is being released from heaven right now. So watch for testimonies. The testimony of Jesus is the Lord's going to do some miracles in your life. There's many different levels, but you're going to get a testimony. If you haven't gotten one already, watch. You're going to see some this year. I've got a lot of these. Revelation 12:11. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. There's something about the blood of Jesus and the word of their testimony. The Lord is releasing your new ability to overcome. The word and the blood is very powerful. And it's a powerful, it's going to bring amazing changes to the world and your life. So stay in the refuge of the Lord. That's the best way to do it. The main Bible verse that I heard for the Jewish New Year, 5782 is a Jewish New Year, but right, the main verse I heard was Psalm 57:1. Have mercy on me, my God. Have mercy on me, for I take refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until this disaster has passed. So help to operate in the spirit of mercy. Have mercy on me. So you need to operate having mercy. Be patient be under his protection. Stay under his protection, be patient and mercy, and watch as the disasters will pass. Now, this might not be global. This is not a global word. The pandemic might still be there. You got to understand this. The troubles in the world might not stop, but the Lord is going to do something. We can continue to pray for this, that it will have stop. We can. In fact, we need to. But the Lord is going to give you the ability to stand in the storm, to be blessed in the midst of an economic, no matter what the economic situation is. The Lord is your fortress in the time of disaster. He's providing plans and strategies that are going to get you through this and be a blessing to others in the midst of it. So there are financial blessings available right now. I heard the Lord on this. Deuteronomy 28:12. You got to write this down. Get this on your Bible or your refrigerator, whichever one you go to more. Deuteronomy 28:12. The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouses of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season and bless the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations and borrow from none. That is powerful. The Lord wants to release this to anyone who will hear his voice and operate in the spirit of love and humility. That's one of the requirements. The plans from heaven are being released right now. Jeremiah 29:11 is one of them. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and to not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. So this is going to be a greater fulfillment and the release of Jeremiah 29:11, and to move from a into that place of being prosperous at whatever level. You know, you could be prosperous with a fixed income, and God will give you stuff. Right at the level. That's what that level means. So strategies are going to be released to get out of debt. The Lord's going to open up the greater understanding into your calling and bring a hope and a future. That's the Jeremiah 29:11 as well. I break that verse back out. Get that out of your Bible or your refrigerator as well. Revelation is here and will continue to flow. I heard this, Isaiah 45:3. I will give you hidden treasures, riches, stored in secret places so that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summoned you by name. He summoned you by name. The Lord is going to move at a deeper place and to bring blessings, not just financial, but spiritual. He's going to open this time of revealing revelation of being hidden for this time. Also, hidden treasures will come. This is the form of ideas, plans, invitations, strategies. You know, unexpected financial blessings are going to be released. And it's time to step up into this new season, to step into the new season for this. This is Yom Kippur, is the great day of atonement. And this is where we are right now. We're at Yom Kippur. And so because Jesus died on the cross, because he atoned for your sins, we just need to step into this deeper relationship with him. So I just tell you right now, Lord, I release and activate this. I ask you would bring the blessing on Yom Kippur. I heard the Lord say to call people to this deeper level. This is what's happened with me. I've moved to a deeper level of intimacy. So to call people into salvation. Some people are listening to me. Maybe you've never really given your life to the Lord. Maybe you listen to my podcast. I got a lot of people listening to my podcast. Maybe it's just time. You don't understand it. You can just give your life to the Lord by just saying, Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. Purify me of unrighteousness and fill me with the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. That's it. You know, you want to get around some people, you know, that help you. But the call for salvation, I heard the Lord say that this day, that there's going to be a time, a call to repent. Many believers right now, you need to step up into this. There's people right now listening to my voice that this is Yom Kippur. This is the day of atonement. This is the day the Lord is moving over you. It's a call to repent right now for doubt and unbelief. Lord, we repent for not believing your words. We repent for coming into agreement with the spirit of fear, sickness, death, confusion. We repent for these things. We ask now that you would open things up. And also, the Lord showed me this. It's a call to many people need to rededicate. Maybe to the Lord, but also to your calling. Some people laid their callings down. It's time to draw a line in the sand and say, I'm going forward. I'm going with the Lord with all of my heart. I'm not going back. I did this in 1991, and I just did it at the carpet. You know, I think I was at a church service. I don't know where I was. It doesn't matter. But I was at the carpet. I drew a line in the sand, and I stepped over it. I said, Lord, I'm going for your calling on my life, and you can come into agreement with me. The Lord showed me there's people right now who need to rededicate you. There's stuff that happened to you, and to rededicate to the calling that God has on your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this is a powerful, powerful, powerful day. I'm so excited for what the Lord is doing. And you can hang out with us, DougAssett.com, my website. I want to first tell you about this. I have some more things I want to say in a minute about how to respond. But first thing is I'm doing this online trading. And I kept saying save the date. I even said save the date. Normally we do an online training, a powerful one each month. And I had waited on the Lord on this one. Finally, I got it. It's September 25th. 2021. It's called Restore Your Financial Storehouses. Wow. The power of the Lord is being released. It's an online training. This is a webinar form, you know, where you get to interact with me live. But also, you may want to consider this. Go to DougAnnison.com/storehouses. I'm going to tell you more about it, but you may want to consider being part of this. It's a special price of $27 because this year is our 20th anniversary. We are doing $27. This is crazy, crazy low. And the Lord is moving right now. Maybe you felt like you need a breakthrough in your finances. And this Deuteronomy 28:12, I believe this is the main thing that's going to happen. It happened for me. The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouses of his bounty, and he will send rain on your land in season and bless the work of your hands. You will lend to many and borrow from none. Have you ever wanted to have that anointing to be able to lend to many and borrow to none? You know, we broke the back of debt over our ministry in 2013. We've never gone back personally, and we're at a place right now in a season to where we're lending instead of borrowing. You know, and I want to show you how to do it in this online training. The Lord is releasing the anointing strategies and plans from heaven to bless the work of your hands to get a financial breakthrough. The storehouses on earth have been depleted with the pandemic, superstorms, the tragedies, things happening. But God is calling us right now to step up and in the midst of the blessings, be a blessing in the midst of the storm. The Bible is full of powerful promises and principles, and you can open the heavens over your finances at whatever level you need. It doesn't mean that everyone suddenly becomes, you know, debt-free and a millionaire. Yeah, you can get there, but I'm just saying, this aligns you with it. This is not a get-rich-quick thing, but it's what I did. These are the principles that the Lord showed me. And he showed me these things, and I will help you to increase. Maybe have you ever felt like you want to increase your finances to bless others? Maybe you need a financial miracle. Maybe you're already blessed. You need some new strategies. But I want to invite you to strategically timed online workshop, Restore Your Financial Storehouses, the solid biblical teaching on money and finances, breaking off the spirit of poverty and debt, helping others to do the same, helping those who, maybe you've got this, you sow but you don't reap. I actually have a strategy from the Lord how to break that off, overcoming greed, the love of money, plus the financial strategies from the Bible, biblical financial principles that's going to change your life, and how to change the spiritual atmosphere over your finances, and how to get out of debt, stay out of debt. It's not really a get out of debt workshop. I'm going to talk about things that's going to align you with heaven that will keep you there. It will help you increase it. If you have a plan, we had a plan, but these principles help accelerate that plan. So ideas on how to increase your income and cash flow. Also, how to the practical strategies to increase your money, how to get started with your financial breakthrough. I'll have an activation prayer as well, a time to do Q&A with me. And maybe consider this. Consider the trainer. If you want to, you don't have to be a teacher or trainer, but we're offering the trainer kit upgrade. And so that is DougAnnison.com/storehouses, but we're offering the trainer kit. You can activate this in your life. You can teach this. We'll give you the PowerPoint or the keynote slides. You can edit them. Use this. We have some guidelines for it, but it's a time to get this very, very powerful, powerful time. And it's only $27, my goodness. Woohoo! I'm excited for this. And also the prophetic word for Yom Kippur. So God bless you. And go to my website, DougAnnison.com/storehouses, or just see you next week.